Hiradarasura Nidhi Ki Jai. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakura Ki Jai. It's a new verse, 44. Adhik Mas, June 25th, 2015. And the title of this verse is The Mad Frenzy of Radha's Rendezvous. Means her Abhisar. Said Ganda Malya Navachandra Lavanga Sangha Tambula Samputamadishwari Mam Vahantim Shamam Tamun Madavrasad Abhisam Saranti Shiradike Karuna Yacharim Videhi. Translation. Oh my goddess Shri Radhike, will you kindly accept me as your maid servant? As you madly go out through the forest of Braj to meet Shyam Sundar. At that time, will you be so kind to allow me to render some service of carrying nice perfumes, garlands, and a box of fresh betel leaves mixed with fresh camphor and cloves for your seva and a seva of your nagar? This is one translation, another translation. Said Gandamalya Navachandra Lavanga Sangha Tambula Samputamadishwari Mam Vahantim Shamam Tanun Madavrasad Abhisam Saranti Shiradike Kanunaya Charim Videhi. Nice perfumes, flower garlands, and betel nuts mixed with fresh camphor and cloves. O Adishwari Radha, O my princess Radha, I will carry all these wonderful seva items in a jeweled locket box, samputam. Maddened with rust, you rush through the forest for your rendezvous with Shyam. Shri Radhike, by your own merciful favor, please accept me as your loyal maidservant. Of course, all of these verses, Tungavidya Sakhi, the Astrasakhi of Radharani, and her Gaur Sarup as Prabhunananda, is writing here. So he's, Tungavidya is so much enchanted by and attracted by the Nitya Sakhi Manjaris of Radharani, that she, as a Sakhi, as a Sahachari, Radharani's dear friend, close, intimate friend, she also wants to be a Manjari and wants to identify with that bhav of being a humble maidservant of Radharani. So entering into that bhav and that mood, then Prabhupada Saraswati wrote these selected verses of the 270 verses of Radharasura Nidhi. There are about 44 or so, that specifically he's identifying himself as a Manjari and a Manjari Bhav and doing Manjari Sevas for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, especially Radha, as her surrendered maidservant. So he, in that Bhav and that mood, because that's what we want. We want Gopi Bhav. We want the mood and love of the Sakhi Manjaris of Vrindavan, especially Rupa Manjari and Tulsi Manjari, Rati Manjari. We want that bhav, we want their seva and their sangha, and we want their Ishtadev, Radharani, Ishtadevata. So he's teaching us, pray like this, think like this, and these are all the small sevas that you'll do. Now we're sadhakas, and we're practicing, and we're trying to meditate, and trying to fix our minds and hearts on Radha Krishna Yugal's divine pastimes in Braj, and we're hankering and yearning to attain service in specific ways, and so many beautiful services are described in the Shastra. So this is a verse for meditation. It's a prayer. It's a specified prayer. There's two. There's a general concept of the prayers that, please make me your servant. He's saying your anucharim means to, chari means to follow, like brahmachari means to move and brahman or to follow. So anu means follow you. Anucharim means to follow you. So usually someone follows you, they're your servant. The bodyguard follows the prime minister. The servant follows the master. The disciple follows the guru. And the guru walks into the class and the disciple walks in behind him carrying the tape recorder and camera and other things. Then wherever the guru goes, the servant goes. Oftentimes, if you go somewhere and you see some devotee and you know he's not from your temple, you say, I see this devotee, this brahmachari. I know he's a servant of Gurudev. I wonder if Gurudev is here, because you just came back from Sankirtan. And then you go and say, hey, Krishnadas, you're always traveling with Guru Maharaja. Is he here? Yes, we just came by surprise last night or this morning. Oh, so when you see the servant, then you can assume, or many times the master is nearby because he's following, anucharim. So anucharim means kinkari, or kaikarnya, or paricharika, which means manjari, maidservant. The Nitya Sakhis of Radharani. So this shloka has two aspects, verse 44. The general aspect, I want to be your servant. But then if you want to go to any master and say, oh, I want to serve you, then he may say, well, what do you want to do? Or what can you do? Can you do this? Oh, I can do so many things. So this prayer is, Radharani, I want your service. And that's the general. Then the specific request and prayer is that I want this service. And so many other services. By the time of your rendezvous, which can be, we might think that this would be the evening time, but it can also, because Radharani meets Krishna for 6 hours privately and confidentially during Madhyan Leela, from 10:48 in the morning until 3:36 p.m. at Radhakund, and also Suryakund. But in the evening time, in Ratrikal, Nishant Leela, then Radharani meets the same time period, 10:48 p.m. to 3:36 a.m. And there they meet in Vrindavan, or Govardhan, or any place. Even Radhakund sometimes is described that they had a Ras Leela here. And we're meeting here nearby Radhakund when Aristasura came. This is in Vishnu Puran, describing the appearance of Sri Radhakund. And there it says, Ardha Pradosh. Ardha Pradosh. At the time of Ardha Pradosh, Aristasura entered into the Radhakund, what's now called Radhakund village, to disturb Krishna's pastimes. Ardha Dosh means, Ardha Pradosh, Pradosh Kal or Pradosh Yam is between 8:36 in the evening and 10:48 p.m. So this means that Arishtasura, the big Brishabsura, the big bull demon, was actually a Rakshash, associate of Kans, sent here to kill Krishna. The coward boy, to kill Gopal and Govinda, the coward boy. He took the form of a bull, not a friendly bull, a demon bull. So there's good bulls and bad bulls, apparently. So he was a very bad bull. So then Krishna killed him. And afterwards, it says in Vishnu Puran, after killing him, then the gopis had a rasa dance in the banks of Radhakund at 11 o'clock at night. So that's evening pastime. So what in the morning at 10:30, the gopis and mantris run out behind Radharani, and they stop at Suryakund and drop off the Surya Puja paraphernalia. Then they come on the Radhakund, so they can also be carrying betel nuts and flower garlands and perfumes and kaffir and cloves, all these things, to serve Radharani either in Radhakund or in Nidiban, Sevakunj, Vrindavanvan, or Vrajavan, and by the Yamuna in the Ratrikal. Well, that's a specific prayer. You'll be rushing. I see how I'm your maidservant, and I'm praying for that, and I'm carrying this beautiful golden tray. On this golden tray is a Samputa. Tambul Samputam is very beautiful Sanskrit. It says, Sadganda Malya Navachandra. Ganda, it's Sa Ga Da Malya Nava Chandra. It's so beautiful. Sad Gan Da Ganda Malya Nava Chandra. It's very beautiful. Sadganda Malya Navachandra Lavanga Sangha. Lavanga Sangha. Lavang means long in Hindi. Lavang in Sanskrit means cloves, little sweet spice that put sometimes in dal or cakes or things like that. Sweets, lavang. Sangha, tambula samputam. So sangha means combination or mixture. So Sadganda Malya, a very beautiful, fragrant garland, and Navachandra. Chandra means kaffir. Navachandra is another name of kaffir. It's very interesting. Interesting. Sanskrit is so amazing and so flexible and so poetic and so attractive. Because kaffir is generally in Hindi called kapoor. Kaffir is that cooling menthol fragrance that's used in arati for the Lord. And in South Indian cooking, they use kapoor. Edible, there's two types, chemical and edible, you can eat. They use kapoor in producing mitai, sweets, and payasam, sweet rice, and very nice flavor. Many temples, Jagannathji, Srinathji, and Nathdwara. This kaffir, so that's kapoor, and it's a cooling substance. It's very cooling, it has this menthol aroma, very nice. But here in Sanskrit, it says, Sripad describes kapoor as Navachandra. Chandra means moon. Nava means new. New moon. So the gopis were carrying on a tray the moon. they were carrying a new moon. So they're carrying this puja tray for Radharani Seva, the Anucharinis, the Anucharini, Anucharim, the Anuchari. Anuchari means one running behind. Radharani's running very quickly in the front, and running behind her is her loyal maidservant, Tulsi Mandri, Rupa Mandri, or in this case, Tungavidya Mandri, whatever Mandri name is. He's giving this prayer for us, for this to be our specific prayer. It's a prayer for seva generally, and specifically a specific seva at a particular time and particular circumstance. And Radharani's in a particular mood. It's one of the eight types of Nayaka Bhav. There's eight types of loving moods of a heroine or Nayaka. And one is called Abhisarika. Abhisarika Nayaka. So that means the feelings, the intensity of feelings, and the mood and movements of her heart and mind and body at that time when the beloved is rushing out to meet her beloved, Abhisar. So the Abhisarika Nayaka. So Radharani now is an Abhisarika Nayaka. She's rushing out of her house in Barsana or Yavat to meet her gallant Nagar Sham and the groves of Vrindavan. And her Mandri is running right behind her. So Mandris know how to run very fast. So they don't have to worry about running track up there and keeping shape. Mantris are in good shape. So now, it literally says Navachandra. She's the mantri on this tray for Radhika Seva and Krishna Seva. She's carrying a fragrant flower garland and a new moon, Navachandra. And Lavanga Sangha. And Lavanga means clothes are long and tumble, tumble samputam. A box of freshly prepared betel nuts and pan leaf and all these things together to make tambal and betel, what we call sopari. In Hindi they say pan sopari, sopari or something like that. So that's a very curious item on the tray, is a new moon. The whole moon planet. Manjari is so strong, she's carrying the whole moon planet on the tray. Well, not really. But it's the Sanskrit way of this is the Sanskrit. Navachandra means Kapoor or Kaffir. This is so beautiful. Like we heard about the peacock feather, the morpunk. The morpunk was described as Chandrakena. In the previous verse, Chandrakena. Morpunk means peacock feather. Mor means peacock. Punk means feather. So it didn't say morpunk or it said Chandrakena. So that, because there's an Ardha Chandra in the eye, what we call the eye of the peacock feather, there's a half moon kind of shape there in that center part, what we call the eye. And it's, in Sanskrit, they consider that to be like a small moon, Chandrakena. It's just the embellishment. It's called the Basha Lankar, or the Alankars of Basha, the ornaments of language. So of course, Sanskrit is the mother of all languages, and now quite lost, but we don't have any, you know, understanding or training in Sanskrit, but we're certainly a great fan of Sanskrit, and we worship this language, and we admire this language, and we appreciate this language, and we're like on the outside of the honey jar looking in, but at least we're looking at the honey. We're looking at the honey. And we have a lot of regard for the honey. So Gandamalya Navachandra Lavanga Sangha Tambulam Samputamadishvari Mam Bahantim. So that's the second translation. Now let's discuss some of the points of the purport that are revealed here. The points of this verse, as I mentioned, one is the verse is describing Radha's mad abhisar, which means her love journey or traveling in the forest to meet her beloved Krishna. And the second point is the Manjari seva at that time, around 10:30 at night. And the third point, I guess you can say there's three points. One is describing Radharani, she's the heroine, she's a chief actress in the movie, or actor, they say now. As a book is her book, Radharas Sudaniti. So she's featured in every verse and every scene of the movie or the play or the drama, the transcendental Leela drama that's being unfolded before our eyes. She is the main actor, and the supporting actor is Krishna, or you could say Radha and Krishna are the main actors, and the supporting actors and actresses or whatever are the Sakis and Manjaris. So there's description of Radharani's Avisar, which we'll discuss. And then there's the sevas of the Manjaris at that time, which we may someday, we may now practice in our meditation, read this verse, hear the meaning of this verse, reflect upon it, hear the descriptions of the anatikas, and then incorporate that all into your memory banks or your memory files. And when you chant japa, sit and look at this verse and recall it and close your eyes and think, oh yes, someday in my spiritual form. Because now we practice and now we meditate. If we have ruchi, if we have greed, if we have interest, attraction, greed and taste and feelings for such meditations and for such thoughts, higher thoughts and aspirations, then we will actively try to remember such pastimes and actively try to serve in such pastimes, because remember, that's the constitutional position of every jiva, whether you're a nitya siddha or whether you're nitya buddha, the intrinsic nature of every jiva is sarupa gata nature, is that he's a servant of Krishna, Jivara Surupaya, Krishnaya, Krishnara Nityadas. So this is a Srup Lakshana. Jivara Surupara. Surupara means the Srup Lakshana, the primary quality, attribute, and characteristic of every single Jivatma is servant of God. But who knows it? Who's realized it? Who's practicing and who's endeavoring in that way? So this is, of course, on the higher end of seva and relationship with Bhagavan in a specific form as Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna and Vrindavan, and a specific aspired for Abhilash of being a maidservant of Radharani. This is Raghunuga Bhakti, very specified. A very beautiful meditation. So when chanting japa, we can think of this and that, O my Lord, O Radharani, O Gurudev, O Gauranga Mahaprabhu, O Nitai, by your causeless mercy, someday I'm practicing now and thinking like this and desiring like this. Someday I may, in my spiritual form, run behind Radharani. She doesn't walk. Oh, Krishna called me with his flute. I let me go see him. Let's take our time and sightsee in the forest and see what type of evening birds we can see, and we'll listen to those owls and different creatures of the forest. Let's guess what those creatures are, and there may be some night blooming flowers. No, they don't take their time, they rush. So when they get the call, like we now call each other on the telephone, oh, please come, I want to see you. Okay, I'll get there sometime. And we take our time. But when Krishna calls with his flute, this is his messenger service, his SMS, we send SMS, oh, please come. There's a big party, a big dance party on the banks of the Yamuna. And Radharani gets an SMS, please come, you're the chief, without you, the party won't start. So that's SMS, it's what you can say. It's the Shabda Murlidhar, this sent by Murlidhar, whatever. So he plays his flute. He plays his Murli Vadan, and calls Radharani. And she, oh, and when the gopis hear Krishna's flute, the Lita Vishaka, all the Sakis gopis, they drop whatever they're doing. Wow, they run so fast. So as Radharani runs so fast for Avisar, as soon as she's called by Krishna, because she's hankering at every moment, she's already, when she's with Krishna, she's serving him in every possible way and pleasing him more than anyone else in the universe. But she's also anticipating, oh, there's some fear. Even in the most intimate union, Radharani has some bhayam, some gonarasa bhaya. All the gonarasas, they're mixed. Except for this jagupsika, there's the horrible ghastliness that's not really mixed in Madhurya, but a fear is there. Radharani has fear. Oh, soon Krishna will leave me and I'll leave him. And this ecstatic moment and ecstatic moments of our being together will be over. So even Radharani, while having sambhog vilas or union with Krishna, she's afraid of viyog. She's having some yog or some prayog. Most intimate confidential connections and exchanges with Krishna and Vrindavan. And in the back of her heart, she's thinking, oh, I wish this could last forever. I wish this rasa dance would last forever and ever. And we would spin and whirl and smile and sing and dance and play music and see Shyam and admire his dancing. He will see us and admire our dancing. And he will praise our singing. And we will praise his, and he will praise our musical talents and our dance abilities. But I know it will end, but let it go on and on and on. So Krishna reads their hearts and minds and extends the night of the Maharas dance, or a night of Brahma. It was on millions and millions of years, but even then they're thinking. So this is such a beautiful meditation of this Abhisar and imagine running behind Radharani as she runs down the path. Sometimes when gurus are young, they go on prikrama, of Radhakund, of Govardhan or Vrindavan, and when they're young, or even when they're old, and they walk very fast. And then the disciples are running behind. Oh, Gurudev, slow down, slow down. Or I've seen in my own life, I had the good fortune of going on morning, they call morning walks. Everywhere it's called MW, morning walks, Prabhupada's morning walks. But they should be called MR, morning runs. Running. Do you know running? I mean, jaldi, jaldi, fatu, fat. So the... Because Prabhupada, they said, I remember they said, some of the Sankirtan devotees that had done well, they can come today on Prabhupada's morning walk in L.A. or Venice Beach in 1976 and 75. I was there, my good fortune. So I was called for a couple of days. And I already had heard that Prabhupada walks very fast. And even though he's... At that time, he was 80 years old, 79, 80, and we were 24, 23, young men, young ladies, devotees. We were huffing and puffing, slow down, Prabhupada, slow down. Because he was in a hurry, because he was in the mood of Avisar. Maybe he was in the mood of Avisar, running to Krishna Balaram, or running to Radharani, or who knows? Always Prabhupada was running for seva. He never wasted a moment, never wasted a second. He was hearing Krishna's call for seva at every second and responding with all enthusiasm, determination, surrender, and pure love at every second to serve Krishna and Gauranga. So this is a nice message, the Adhyatmika Vichara, the Adibhotika and Adidaivika. The Adidaivika Vichara, the verse's meaning, the meaning of the verse and the relationship of the verse to the personalities in the verse, that's the daivika, divya, transcendental connection, transcendental significance. So it's all about Radharani and her nitya parishads. So that's one level of the verse. Then there's the Adi Bhotika. Bhotika means bhuta, or means elements. What are the elements of the verse? What is the chandas, the meter? What is the language, the kavi, the poetry, the alankars and language? What is the metaphors, like the navachandra means kapoor, and all the beautiful meanings and the elements of the verse, and what type of meter and what type of raga, whatever it is. And then that's Adibhotika. Then Adi Atmika, Atma means me. How does it apply to me? I gave some indication that those in Rag Marg, they will use this verse to hanker for the seva, to pray for the seva of Radharani, to be there at that time of Radharani's avisar, and envision running behind Radharani and what she looks like from behind, how beautiful her long beanie or long braid hanging all the way to her thighs and running, and braids going this way, that way, and the beautiful sound of her kinkini mala, her ankle bells, her waist bells are jingling ferociously because she's running, jing, 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 jing. It's like a burglar alarm. If you go to rob someone's house or rob someone's car, you touch the car, wing, 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 wing. Make heavy sound to let everybody know that, something's happening here. Someone's robbing my house. Someone's stealing my BMW. So Radharani is running down the forest pass, the pathways of Braj, Prem Gully. Some pathways are called Prem Gully or Man Gully or Don Gully. Gully means these small pathways of Braj. Even today in Vrindavan, you go down some side streets off the beaten track, and you'll find little, tiny, little gullies. There's down near the Shaji Temple. Usually people go Shaji, then Nidiban, then Shaji Temple, then Nidiban, then Radharaman. And the main road that passes through the main street of Vrindavan called Loy Bazaar. But at Shaji, if you turn left, there's a little, tiny gully. And it goes around the outside wall of Shaji, and it goes down a little narrow gully, a small road, you might say. This is a gully. And then there's a little tiny hole in the wall, and there's a wall there, and then that's another little gully. And just left inside that gully is the Bhajanstali of Mirabai, a great sant, Sadvi Mirabai. And then you go further in that gully, and then you turn right. You follow that gully, then you turn right, and it goes down. It's very narrow. Then it opens up a little bit, and you're at a crossroads. And if you go straight at that crossroads, it goes up the hill and comes to Sringarvat, Gornitai, Nityanandavat, Sringarvat. Or at that crossroads, when you come out of the small gully, if you turn left and go about 100 meters, there's the Radhadamodar temple. So these are, oh, so many little gullies like this all over Vrindavan. We lived there for 15 years, so we, like a little mouse, we know our way around all the little gullies. When you're in Loi Bazaar, there's a shortcut to Govindaji's temple, where you go Loi Bazaar, then you go up a back street where they used to have horses and tungas there, no more. And then, and like, there's an alley that goes back there and comes right out. Like this, people know. So Radharani's running down this gully, so that's someone in Rag Marg. They may meditate on the sound of her, the loud sound of her waist bells and her ankle bells and her bangles, because every part of Radharani is Chit Shakti, spiritual Shakti, Mahabhav. Her bangles are Mahabhav, her kinkinis Mahabhav, her Nupura ankle bells, her bangles, everything's identifying fully with Radharani. They're all devotees. They're all her sakis and mandris. They've taken different forms, just like Tulsi Brindadevi. She has a form as a beautiful saki, but then to serve Radha Krishna, she appears as a beautiful bush, Tulsi. So they can change form at any time, like a big rakshasa. He's a human being, and suddenly he becomes a python. You've heard of Agasura? Swallowed up the Krishna coward boys. Well, he's a python. Python means a huge, big snake. But he's a human being. So even ordinary human beings have this siddhi, this yoga siddhi, to change their forms at will. And it's clear in the Bhagavatam, the associates of Kansa. So what to speak of the Nitya Parishads of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world? They can be in so many different multiple sarups. They can be coward boys, and also they can be Krishna's coward boyfriend. They can also be Krishna's girlfriend. They're Krishna's coward boyfriend, and their name is Balaram. And they're Krishna's coward girlfriend, and their name is Ananga Manjari. And then they come in Gaurlila, and they become Brahmins. And Krishna Lila, they're Vaishyas or Abiras, taking care of cows and running in the forest after the cows. So there's no limitation there in the spiritual world. So I was saying that Radharani is an Abhisar. She's not walking, she's running. And she's fully absorbed in Mahabhav, and specifically in this Abhisarika Bhav, that unique special Bhav and mood of love and feeling at the time when a lover is running, or beloved is running out to meet her lover. There's a special feeling in the heart, anticipation, excitement, and some fear, because I'm not running to see my husband or running to see my wife. Because I'm running to see my husband or wife, they'll be there when I get there. Because this is a lawful marriage relationship. It's governed by rules and laws and rules and principles and morality. So it moves in a certain straight way. But Radha and Krishna's love affairs and their relationship is like a snake. It's curving, like, you know, goes to the right, it goes to the left, it goes up, down. It doesn't go in a straight line because they're not married. It's paramour love. It's extramarital love, parakhya. So Krishna said, please meet me in this kunja in Vrindavan, in Prem Unmad Kunj or whatever, where you go in that kunj and experience the ecstatic madness of pure love. Prem Unmad Kunj. So many names they can have. Madan Ananda Kunj. That kunja where you feel the bliss of Cupid. So many different names can be there. So Krishna appoints this Sankate Kunj with that name And Radharani and the Sakis bring the Devi, they know where it is. So he's there waiting, and Radharani's running to see him. But she has some fear also, besides anticipation and eagerness and enthusiasm. That's part of the mood of Abhisarika Bhav, running down the path to meet the beloved after so much time of separation. Heart is jumping and beating so fast and perspiring, and you can't run fast enough. Your legs are not moving fast enough. It's described that when Radharani's running in Abhisar, she says to the Sakis, "Oh, all these golden necklaces, these golden necklaces and these heavy bangles, they're slowing me down. I can't run fast enough. It's like if I'm trying to run in a track, and if I have a big backpack on my back, how will I win the race? I throw that off and then I can run." So Radharani starts throwing off her heavy ornaments. She throws off her heavy necklaces and bangles. She throws them off. Certain things she doesn't leave, you know, ankle belts, nupur, kankani. She says, "These are too heavy." And she says, "Oh, this garland, all these Vaijayanti malas that Sakis Manjaris gave me before we left, they're too heavy," and she throws them off. And then Lalita says, "Listen, oh Pyarju, oh Swamini, you're going as fast as you can. So don't blame, she's so eager to meet Krishna, so much utkanti to bhav. Eagerness is mixed in this Abhisarika Bhav of Radharani, that she's thinking, I'm not going fast enough. What's slowing me down? What's holding me back? It must be these heavy garlands, it must be these heavy necklaces and bangles." And starts throwing them off into the forest. Gold necklaces. And then Lalita says, "No, it's not like that, Ishwari. The reason that you can't go that fast is because you have such wide hips. Your hips are so wide and heavy, and your breasts are so heavy. And that's what's slowing you down." Okay, then, what to do? Well, they said, "Oh, you can't do anything about that. You can't throw away those heavy weights, because that's Krishna's everything. Your divine form, which is all made of Mahabhav, transcendental divine pure love, that you have to carry. So it's that heavy weight that's slowing you down, and that's the weight of your love. It's the weight of your Mahabhav. It's so voluminous and so extensive and unlimited that that's the heavy weight. But anyway, somehow you're managing quite well. Keep running." So this is all going on, and the Manjari is running behind, hearing this ankle bells, hearing this conversation, and maybe even doing seva. We hear from our acharyas that when Radharani's running down for Abhisar, that the Sakis, like Rupa Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Raghunath Das, or Rupa Swami, they're running behind Radharani, and they're thinking, "Oh, you're running so fast, and your waist is so thin. It's like you can get your one hand, you can fit right around your waist. You're so thin, and your breasts are so heavy, and we're afraid that you're going to snap in half. Your waist is too small to support your body and the weight of your love, and you're running so fast. It's making it even more risky that it'll crack and break. So they're afraid that Radharani will just break, snap at the waist." So the Rupa Manjari is holding Radharani's waist from behind, and she's praying, "When can I run behind you and hold your waist as you run out on Abhisar to keep it from breaking?" So this is their bhav, the Manjari's bhav. They're so much attentive to Radharani's needs at the moment, and so much absorbed, totally fixed on Radharani, totally meditating on Radharani's name, totally meditating and absorbed and meditating and serving Radharani's name and her form and her qualities and her pastimes. This is the bhava of the Sadaka Manjari and the Siddha Manjari. So the Siddhas, the great Siddha saints, the Siddha Manjaris, the Nitya Siddha Manjaris of Radharani, like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, and Vinod Valari Manjari, and Champak Manjari, and all the great Manjari forms of the Acharyas, they and Labhanga Manjari and Vilas Manjari, Kasturi Manjari, all the great acharyas and their Manjari Sroops, they're praying and writing. What are they thinking? What do we think up there? What do we desire? What is our mood? What are our sevas? What are we doing? What is our bhav? They write about it for the sadhakas in Ragmarg to read, to think about, to pray for, to hope to attain, to pray for their mercy. So this verse is giving this idea, this avisar. So the verse discusses Radharani's avisar, her love journey through the forest and the sevas of the mandris at that time, and also a prayer to be accepted, videhi. So here, in the second, we want to discuss some of the words of the verse. In the second line, Sadgandamalya Navachandra Lavanga Sangha Tambula Samputamadishvari Mam Vahantim Adi Ishvari Mam. So generally, this term is used in relation to Bhagavan Narayan, to Narayan or Vishnu, Krishna, Adishvara, the original Supreme Controller. So he's saying this is the prayer of the Mandri, O Adishvari. The translation here is, O my goddess, Radhika Adishvari. It says, Mam Adishvari. You're my Ishvari, you're my Adishvari. Another translator says, O Adishvari, O my princess. So Ishvari means queen, it means princess. So this is a prayer, O my goddess, O queen Radhika. So this is Prabodhananda Saraswati's mood of a maidservant to the queen. It's very common in the Middle Ages and different countries of the world, there were queens. And when the queen, when the princess got married to the prince, then not only would he marry and take the princess to become his queen, but that king who was donating his daughter to him in marriage, he would also give about 200 maidservants, Rani Dasis, I don't know exactly what they're called, I forget. But he would, the father-in-law would donate to his son-in-law, or give in charity, his daughter as wife, the future queen, and then so many ladies to be, young girls actually, unmarried girls, to be servants of his daughter and servants of the queen. And sometimes they would become the concubines of the king also. So this is the idea. Adishvari means that she's the queen. Oh, Radharani, you are the queen. You are the, and I'm your maidservant. In other words, you are my queen. It says, Mom, Adishvari, Mom, you are my queen. We say, Vrindavaneshwari Radharani ki jai. So Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan. In modern terms, the Hindi people, they say Radharani Sarkar. Sarkar means government. Sarkari means government. So this, she's the ruler of Vrindavan, Radharani Sarkar. They sing songs like that also in Hindi. So Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan, and she's our queen. And we're praying to her, you're my queen, my Ishvari. Ishvara, as you know, means controller. Ishvara, Parama Krishna. Brahma also prays to Ishvara. But Brahma doesn't pray to Radharani. Brahma's praying to Krishna, Govinda. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchirananda Vigra Anadi Radhir Govinda Sarvakarna Karnam. So he's praying to Brahma, Brahma's praying to Krishna. You are my Ishvara, and you're everyone's Ishvara. You're the Ishvara, Ishvara of the Ishvaras. We are small Ishvaras, but you're the Param Ishvara. But Sripad is not praying to Krishna as his Ishvara. He's praying to Radharani. You're my queen, you're my Ishvari, you're my everything. Tave vasmi, na jivami twayavina, eti vigaya devitvam, nayamam charanantikam. Of course, a very high state of consciousness, not to be imitated or falsely adopted at a lower stage of realization. But the very end of his sadhaka avesh, as a sadhaka in this world, Das Goswami, at the end of Vilapkusamanjali, in his deep love and viyog of Radha and Krishna, love and separation from his Adishvari Radha, from his Adishvari Radhika, then Das Goswami, this prayer came rising out of his heart, his love, his so his anguished heart and separation. Oh, Radharani, we can memorize this prayer, we can speak it, but we don't. Who can say they feel like this, or who can say they realize this, or they have this type of anubhava or vigyan? But nevertheless, this is the content of his prayer in terms of Mam Adishwari, as Sripada is saying, Radharani, you are my Ishwari, you're my Adishwari. You're in the beginning, you're my controller, you're my queen, in the middle, in the end, you're always my supreme manager and controller and of my whole life and my very queen. So then Das Goswamipad is saying, Teve vasmi, na jivami toyavina. Itivi gaya devi tvam nayamam charnam. He said, Radharani, he said, I am yours, I am yours, I am yours. And he says, na jivami toyavina. I can't live without you. Please understand this and take me to your lotus feet. So no one can, we can, it would only be anukaran, imitation, and not anusharan. If we imitate, so, oh yes, yes, I only feel that, you know, I can't live without Radharani. No, we're living very nicely. We're sleeping very nicely, eating very nicely. We're doing millions of things without Radharani. Without thinking of Radharani, without remembering her, without praying to her, without thinking of her seva, our lives are going very nicely. But Das Goswami, at every second, every half second, he was only thinking of Radharani. So he and he alone can utter such a heartfelt vilap of lamentation. But this is the idea that Radharani is his also his Adishwari to that extent. But then it says, Sri Radhika, at the end it says, Sri Radhike Karunya, Karunaya, Karunya, Karunya. Radharani Karunaya, Karunaya, Karunaya. So after calling, first he calls Radharani, you're my Adishwari. Now he says, you're a queen. And like kings, queens are supposed to be charitable and kind to their praja, to their citizens. They encourage the husband, their king, to distribute more and more charity for the benefit of the citizens, because that's their nature. So he says, Radharani, you're my Mam Adishwari, but you're also Krunamayi. So after calling Radharani his queen, then Sripad, in a mood of a manjari, begs for mercy. Oh, Sri Radhika, please be do karuna on me. Like sometimes we get letters or messages from people that don't know English so well. So then they might say, because it's their second or third language, they say, oh Maharaj, please do mercy on me. Please do mercy on me. Which they mean to say, please give me your mercy, or whatever that may mean. So please do karuna on me. So he's saying, please, he's begging for mercy. Oh, this is the mood of a mandri. Oh, Sri Radhika, please be compassionate upon me and accept me as your maidservant. Anuchari videhi. As I already mentioned, anuchari means to chari move. Anu means after. So if you move after someone or run after someone or walk after someone, usually you either want to serve them or whatever. So he says, dehi. He says, anuchari videhi. This word dehi means, it's dehi, but videhi. Vi means it's an adverb, and it means it's exaggeration or emphasis. It means emphasis. Vishesh or special. Videhi, like we hear when people do puja of Lord Shiva or Durga, who are controlling this material world, people generally want material benefits in art, kam art, dharma, moksha, like this. So they say, danam dehi, janam dehi. So they say, oh, Devi, O Durga Ma, O Parvati, O Shivji, Dhanam Dehi, please Dehi, give me money, Dhanam, crores, rupees. Or they say Janam Dehi. The politicians go and the MPs and others, when it's election time, they go to Ganapati in Bombay and they go to Balaji Venkateshwara in Tamil Nadu and Tirumala Hills, Venkateshwara Sri Balaji, Bhagavan Balaji. Or they go to Banki Vihari in Vrindavan, or they go to their local Shiva temple or Durga and they say, Janam Dehi, Janam Dehi. Give me Janam, give me people, followers, give me votes, make me win. So they're saying, Dehi, Dehi, Dehi. Dehi Parapalavam. And Krishna is using the same word in Gita Govinda. And Radharani's in Man. And it's a Hoituki Man. Or maybe Hoituki. She doesn't want to speak to Krishna or look at him or glance even from, not even a Kripa Kataksha, Gata Mimorchitasya. As we heard in a previous verse, that Kripa Kataksha Shara, Gata Vimorchitasya, that Radharani, with a sidelong glance, she struck the arrow of her sidelong glance, Kataksha Shara, Gata, she struck the heart of Krishna and he fainted. He fainted in a swoon of divine bliss, pralaya, astasattvic vikara, to that extent that he fainted. Vimorchitasya. Vimorchitasya means to lose your consciousness. When your consciousness withdraws from your senses and your body, then you go to sleep. Or if you're standing and you become stunned, vimorchita means you really faint, boom, right on your head, you fall down. So that verse describes, we describe that. So now Radharani in Man, she won't even cast even a sidelong glance at Krishna. And when Krishna starts speaking to her, oh, I love you so much, I love you more than any other gopi, please, you misunderstood. And Radharani puts her fingers in her ears. I don't want to hear it. That's what she's telling. This is a mudra. You put your fingers in your ears, you don't have to say anything. That means be quiet. I'm not listening. I'm not interested. In so many ways. And finally, Krishna falls at Radharani's feet after offering his celebrated vamshi in the dust of her feet and his mormukut and the glistening, radiant, jewel-like toenails of Radharani's dainty, delicate lotus feet, his mukut, his mormukut, and his celebrated vamshi. And then he folds his hands, kneels on the ground. Shamsundar folds his hands and looks up at Radharani from that vantage point and he says, Dehi, he says, Smara Garala Kandanam, Smara Garala Kandanam. He says that I am burning, oh Radharani, Smara Garala Kandanam, I am burning in a fire of desire, burning in a fire of desire for erotic union with you, Smara Garala Kandanam. And please, only you can put out this fire. Then he says, please, I'm your servant. I'm your beloved. So then he says, Dehi Parapalavam Udaram Atapam. Dehi, the same word is there, Dehi, like we have here. Karna Yanucharim Videhi. He's saying, Dehi. O Radharani, please give me Dehi. Palava Padam. Please give me those bud-like, those beautiful leaf bud-like, delicate feet of yours that are like, they're so beautiful, golden on the top. They're Arunatalam Upare Goram. It's told in Vrindavan Mahimamrita by the same Prabhudananda Saraswati, describing Radharani's beautiful lotus feet, Charna Kamal. He says, Arunataranam Upare Goram. Something like this. He says, Arunataranam. The bottom of your feet is beautiful pinkish red like the rising of the sun. And the top of your feet is like molten gold. So Krishna is saying this Dehi Pada Palavam, that your beautiful lotus feet are like palava, like the bud of a flower, golden on the top and red at the tips. I want them put them on my forehead. And when your beautiful, soft, cooling, camphor-like feet touch my forehead, I want to submit my forehead at your feet. Please accept me as your slave and love, and do with me whatever you want. Please forgive me. And he's praying, Dehi, Dehi, put your feet on my head. Then Krishna's submitting himself, and those cool camphor-like feet of Radharani will cool that Smarnagara Kandanam. Mama Shirasi Mandanam. He says, Mama Shirasi Mandanam, Dehi Parapalava Madhavam. He says, Mama Shirasi Mandanam. He says, Mama Shirasi Mandanam. I want to Mandanam. Krishna's saying, I want your feet. I want to ornament my feet. I have more in Mukut. I have Mukut means crown, Shikara. And he says, Mama Shirasi Mandanam. But I've thrown that crown off my head. I've sacrificed and given up that crown and my celebrated peacock feather on the top of that crown, which waves like a victory flag, proclaiming the Madhurya Prem of Krishna, the victory of Madhurya Prem over lust and calm and everything. That flies like a victory flag above my mukut to announce to the world that this is my flag, that anyone surrenders unto me and serves me in pure love and absolute surrender and total dedication, then he will conquer lust and attain Braja Prem, Gopika Prem. So that flag, that peacock feather I'm offering at your feet, Mama Shirasi Mandanam, now my shir, my head, I want to decorate Mandanam, I want to ornament it with what? Not a golden mukut, not a pagari, not peacock feathers, but your feet, your bud-like feet. Please, I submit to you, I beg you, I plead you, please accept me, Radharani. This is Gita Govinda. So this is the same word, Dehi. So in that mood of submission and surrender and petition, Sripad in Manjri Bhav is praying to Srimati Radhika, O Sri Radhike, Dehi, Dehi, like we say, O Durga, Janam Dehi, O Shivji, Dhanam Dehi, Janam Dehi. But he's saying, O Radhika, you're my Adishri, you're my queen, you're my Durga, you're my Shiva, you're my everything. Because people, they go and worship Shiva because they think Shiva's my controller. And they go and worship Durga as Ishvari because they think she's my controller, she'll help me. Or they worship Ganapati. But the Sakhi Manjris, the Brijvasis, they go to Krishna and they go to Giriraj and worship. Oh, Giriraj, Safal Dehi, make my Jivan Safal, Safal Dehi. Please give me fruit of my life. Please give me success. Jivan, Jivan Safal Dehi. Please give me the fruit of my prema, of Braja Prem. So this Manjri, Sripad is praying, Dehi, Dehi, please give me Radharani. Give me, and she said, what do you want? I just want to follow you. I want to follow you, because that's why Radharani, you're going on Abhisar. So if someone follows you, then he's doing Anuchari. Because Chari means to move, and Anu means behind. So it's very clever arrangement by Prabhupada Saraswati, because if someone's running, he could have just said, please make me your dasi. He said, oh, dasi dehi, oh, karna dasi dehi. But maybe it doesn't fit the chandas, but this word, because dasi, oh, Sri Radhike, karna dasi dehi. Oh, Srimati Radhika, you're karuna mai. You're so full of compassion, merciful. Dehi, please make me, Dasi Dehi, make me your servant. But he didn't say that. He's asking, I want to be a special kind of servant. I don't want to be a walking servant. I don't want to be a sitting servant. I want to be a running servant. When you run to Krishna, I want to run to Krishna with you, behind you. I want to serve you to serve Krishna. And I want to serve you and serve Krishna. I want to run behind you. And when you get to Krishna, I'll serve both of you. I'll give both of you this tambal that I'm carrying, and I'll give both of you this camphor and this camphor-scented tambal. And I'll give both of you this Sugandha Malya. So this is a very nice word to describe Kinkari, Manjari, Dasi, Anucharim. And of course, this is at the Adi Daivaka level that we're analyzing. But if we take it down to the Adi Atmika level of the sadhaka, or the devotee, the practitioner of bhakti, bhajan, then you can say, yes, I don't want to be a sitting servant of my guru. I don't want to be a sitting, I mean, I have a phrase in America, a sitting duck. I don't want to be a sitting das. I don't want to be a walking das. I want to be a running das. Anuchari. I want to be Guru Anuchari. Guru Anuchari. Like you've heard this word, Vanachari. Someone is a vanaprast, and then he's married, he's grihastha, and then he gets old, some 60, 70 old, whatever, and he wants to leave his wife and maybe just travel and preach, and his wife has, he's left her a proper house and income and adjusted his family properly, religiously, then he may be somewhat free of his responsibilities, and he wants to still not be sannyas yet, but he wants to live a celibate life and maybe preach and travel to holy places. I believe, I may be mistaken, but I've heard the term is vanachari, that he will chari, move through the forest, or he will move around without his wife, maybe to holy places. So we should, for us, we should think, yes, I want to be a servant like Sripad. I want to run behind my guru on Prikkaman. I want to run after my guru to serve him. I want to run in his service. I don't want to sit in one place. I don't want to be a lazy das. A lazy das or a lazy dasi. A lazy das or a lazy dasi. I want to be an anuchari. Videhi. O Karunamayi Radha, please make me an anuchari. Anucharim. Karunayanucharim videhi. So this phrase means this. So the seva and time of seva, hearing her Manjari's plea for seva, as then Radharani will reply, you are asking me for service. You're saying, dehi, dehi, give me service, make me your maidservant. So Radharani said, all right, you're asking me, janam dehi, you ask me, here's your wealth. So what type of service do you want to do? Oh, Kinkari, Radharani might say to us, oh, Kinkari, how do you want to serve? And when do you want to serve me? And then in this conversation, then the Manjari or Kinkari will say, oh, how and when? When do I want to serve you? I want to serve you at that time, at your Abhisara, Abhisamsaranti, which is coming next. I want to serve you at that time, and at the time of your meeting and rendezvous with Shyam. And what do I want to do? I want to do Sadganda Malya Navachandra Lavanga Sangha, Tambula Samputam. Tambula Samputam. I want to bring fragrant garlands for you and Shyam. I want to bring wonderful pan and perfumes. So many nice things I want to bring. Navachandra means fresh camphor, new fresh camphor. Ganda, Sadganda Malya. Sadganda means, like we say, Sugandhi in Sanskrit, means very, like Saurabh. Saurabh or itara means very good fragrance, scents. We say scents, like you get some oils from the deity. Those are called scents. Or Ganda. Sadganda, very nice. Very best quality perfumes and fragrances. Now the last, third line, Sadganda Malya Navachandra Lavanga Sangha. Tambula Samputamadishvari Mam Vahantim. Shamam Tamun Madavasad Abhisam Saranti. So beautiful. Sripad is writing so beautifully. Actually, my class is over now. We'll continue that third line tomorrow. Shamam Tam Unmadavasad Abhisam Saranti. Now this is verse 44 from Radharasura Nidhi. Very nice points about Radharani's Abhisar, love journey, rendezvous to meet Krishna, and the sevas of the Manjaris at that beautiful time in the evening, or it could be afternoon also, and the aspiration and prayer of the Sadaka Manjari or giving us that mood as sadhaka mantris to hanker and pray and hope for such mercy from Karunamayi Radha. In translation again to 44, O my goddess Sri Radhike, will you kindly accept me as your maidservant as you madly go out to meet Shyam by allowing me to carry nice perfumes, sadganda, nice garlands, sadmalya, and a box, samputam, with fresh betel leaves mixed with, that's tambul, mixed with fresh kaffir and cloves, navachandra and lavanga. Sangha means mixed, mixture or meeting. So this is such a beautiful verse by Prabhudananda Saraswati. So many beautiful visions and leelas rise in the heart when one reads this and thinks of it, and such beautiful aspirations and prayers and hankerings, and such sweet exchanges. So we hope that all these ideas and thoughts will settle deeply into everyone's minds and hearts and surface again at the time of meditation and at the time of praying and at the time of chanting our japa. Shri Prabhudananda Saraswati Pada Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.